It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Jemmy Konecko.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing well.
I'm glad.
We have such a big show planned. And this is pretty exciting, coming to us live from the city of brotherly love, the head of the Cut 4 Philadelphia Bureau, as well as our senior Bryce Harper correspondent, Michael Bertha.
Mike, I can't wait to get business cards made with that title.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that would be a dream come true for you.
I think you need to get them that just says senior Harper correspondent, so people think you work for the Canadian Prime Minister, and then you're like, oh no. No. I'm sorry. This is much more important. I'm talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah, he's talking about future MVP Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically been his, you know, how he's been touted his entire career, and it's finally manifesting. There's no way he doesn't win 7 or 8 straight, right?
Yeah. I think that the odds are really against it at this point. It's like you in Vegas, if you were to bet on such a thing, it would be like Bryce Harper and then
it's the Bryce Harper versus the field.
Yeah, exactly. So for the next 8 in a row, I think that's how that works. Yeah. But we got a big show. We've got some pretty exciting stuff to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about logos and you know, jersey logos and that kind of thing. We're going to talk also about a imaginary sporting tournament that we're going to stage in our minds over the next half hour, 45 minutes. But before we get to all of that, we have a small surprise here. Now, I have not told Gemma or Michael about this. I figured it might be fun to try something new this week at the top of the show.
I'm making a very, very upset face right now.
We're going to call this, this is probably going to be a repeating segment. We're calling it the Cut 4 Pop Quiz.
Very nervous.
If you go to MLB.com/cut4, you'll see that we have a lot of personality quizzes. Every week we do a news quiz as well, where you can sort of keep track of what's going on in Major League Baseball. And I thought it'd be fun to adapt something like that to the Cut 4 cast. So unbeknownst to Gemma and Michael, what I have here is our first edition of the Cut 4 cast pop quiz. And, you know, I feel like every week maybe we'll do a couple trivia questions or something along that line. And this week I've decided to do a spelling bee. I think this will be good.
Nope. And oh, nope.
So you guys will have the opportunity to spell.
There's no way this ends any way but horribly.
Well, here's the thing, though.
There was a time in my life when I was a spelling bee kid, shockingly to no one, and I was really good at it, and then autocorrect.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no autocorrect in this conversation, my friend.
All right.
So we'll let you guys decide who wants to go first here. We have, we'll do, I guess, 4 names, so 2 each.
We'll
see who does the best here. So who wants to go first?
I think we're both going to lose.
I'll jump in there.
All right,
I'll go
great.
First.
Okay, Michael. So here we go. The very first edition of the Cut 4 Cast Pop Quiz. This week we're doing a spelling bee. Here we go. Our first name is Kevin Kiermaier.
Kevin Kiermaier. Can I have language of origin?
English, that would be.
Kiermaier?
You use it in a sentence.
MLBEs. Yeah, Kevin Kiermaier is a baseball player in Major League Baseball.
Okay, this is going to be disastrous. Kiermaier. K-I-E-M-A-E-R.
Ugh. Can I steal? If I think I have it? If I think I can spell it?
Sure. What do you, go for it.
Wait, how did you spell it again?
No, you just have to.
Might not have been listening.
Yeah, well, breaking news there. Gemma's not listening when we talk. All right, Gemma.
Okay, is it K I E R M A I E R?
It is. That is correct. Now, we're not going to give you a point for that.
All right.
Sadly, that's just for pride.
Did I miss an R?
Yeah, you missed an R and an I, I think.
Whatever.
You know, there's no I in team, so
it's all fine. Yeah, I'm.
All right, Gemma. Here's your real first one.
Okay.
Okay. Also, note if you're listening, Gemma does the standard spelling bee technique of actually using her finger to draw the letters.
I always have done this when I was a spelling bee kid. I did this.
Yeah. So there's a good bit of spelling bee advice from the Cut 4 cast.
Don't
all right,
do
Gemma,
this. It makes you look like a crazy person.
Here we go. AJ. The first name is easy. AJ Pierzynski.
I'm going to screw this up, but I'm going to try anyway. So obviously AJ.
All right. You're halfway there.
P-I-E-R. Oh, is there an S and a Z? I'm going to go S-Z-N-S-K-I.
No, there was no S. Sorry. Sorry, Gemma. All right.
I can get that one.
Okay, go for it, just for pride.
P-I-E-R-Z-Y-N-S-K-I.
That's right. Okay, so now you both got each other's, but you're still, there are still zero points.
Here zero, we go. Zero All points right. covered.
All right, so Bertha, we're back to you. And
Yay.
The name is... Mark Burley.
Oh, geez. Okay. God. I'm spelling it out right now in my.
Do the finger thing. Yeah. Write it out with your finger in the air, like I am.
It's B-U-E-H-R-L-E.
That's right. Well done.
Oh, nailed it.
A point for Michael Bertha. All right, Gemma, this is it. This is to tie.
I'm not going to do it.
Here we go. All right.
I know. I'm so scared.
Jeff Samardzija.
Nope.
Give it a shot.
I'll give
Come
it a
on.
Shot,
it a
but
shot.
I'm not going to get it. I was really, I was like, it's going to be Zepchinski. I know it's going to be Zepchinski.
No. He was the tiebreaker.
All right.
Go on.
Well, I always copy paste this from...
No more stalling. No more stalling.
All right.
Time for spelling.
S-A-M-A-R-D-Z-J-I-A.
Oh, you were so close. The J and the I, you flipped it.
So I would. The only reason that I know how to spell that is because when he was traded to the A's last year, some fans joked about it on a sign, and I wrote about it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure
that's one of those ones that, like,
I wrote about him liking the rally possum. Copy paste.
I understand why it's difficult for, but for whatever reason, it stuck out in my mind.
I just copy paste it from your article every time I have to type it. Sure. I just look that up, copy paste it from your
article. The lesson here for you listening is never copy and paste. That's really the lesson I think should be learned. So good job, guys. Thank you for participating in the first edition of the Cut 4 Cast Pop Quiz. Now, there is a prize, but we'll revisit that prize a little bit later today. I'll explain what that is a little bit later on in the podcast. So stay tuned.
I hate this. And you?
I'm glad.
Can't wait.
I actually think this is kind of fun.
I know what I've won.
I actually think this is a great idea. Yeah. And one day I will ambush you with trivia questions. That's
fine.
You have to play one day.
That's totally fine. I would just like to say, at podcast school, the first thing they taught me was to antagonize the other people who are doing the podcast.
I mean, that's the first and second rule of podcasting, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, say no at all costs. And that's rule number one. And then rule number two is the antagonize everybody you're with. All
good
right.
program. Good school.
Yeah, good school of advice there. All right, so let's move on here to our first discussion topic of the day. Now, this one actually comes to us from a listener. His name is Pierre-Luc. He's from Montreal. So his bio, it's from Twitter. He's at Pierre-Luc. So feel free to tweet at him and tell him thanks for offering such a wonderful suggestion. And his question was a really good one. Oftentimes, teams will represent themselves on jerseys or on hats, either with a team logo or with some sort of stylized representation of the letters of their city. And he was curious as to which one, we actually preferred. And I hadn't really thought about it. And I thought it was a good question posed to the group. I think there is an interesting question of, would you rather your team have a really cool logo or rep hard for the city that they reside in? Now, our teams sort of run the gamut here, but Bertha, we'll start with you. If you had to choose, would you rather your team's support, or would you rather your team show off its awesome logo or the letters of the city?
I think it depends on the franchise for me. I think it's a case-by-case basis, but for me personally, you're talking about Philadelphia. Anything Philly is great, and I think that there's, I don't know, maybe it's because I've lived here for as long as I have, but there's something, I have a certain affinity for the actual name of the city. You know, especially when it's written out in the script, it's just old-fashioned like that. It just feels, you know, especially in baseball, it just feels when you see the city written out in that script-style font. I don't know. I'm a fan of the city.
Well, my question for Philly,
which
though,
is ironic because, you know, the Phillies say Phillies on their uniform. But
yeah, is that they're just called the Phillies. You know, so if they were going to have a logo that wasn't the P, what would it be?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, would there be a hat with just the Fanatic on it?
Or Ben Franklin.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Like a picture of Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've seen the Sixers logo with Ben Franklin dribbling, right?
Yes. I love that logo.
I also love
that
logo.
Yeah, no, I like it, but I don't like it in... I don't like it the same way that, like, I have an affinity for the Phillies P.
Well, what if there was a new Phillies logo and it was Chase Utley?
Like if you put those two next to each other, I'm going to pick the P, you know, a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, part of that could just be that you're used to the P.
Right. So, like, if they designed a new Phillies logo and it was Chase Utley swinging a bat, and then the bat, it was a home run, and the home run, this is a huge logo. It's the reason that the Liberty Bell gets cracked.
Okay.
Like, if that's the picture, that somehow fits on a hat, is you just see, like,
him hitting a ball into the Liberty Bell.
Cracking the Liberty Bell. Yeah. Yes.
See, and Jim brings up a good point. Like, if it were picking between the P and Chase Utley's face, I might be inclined to pick Chase.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that is a tougher choice, certainly, between a letter and such a beautiful face.
Okay. I also I'm going to need a listener to draw me some art of Chase Utley hitting a home run that cracks the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, please. If you're listening, tweet us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast and tweet us a picture of Chase Utley hitting a home run into the Liberty Bell. We'll absolutely retweet
that. We will.
That.
We will.
And yeah, I think Mike sorts that, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mike's actually going to print that out and, like, put it on his tombstone. Like,
yeah, it's going to be my new. It's going to be my new Twitter avatar. I'm going to get a tattoo on my back.
Yeah, just your face, a face tattoo
of Shakespeare's face on your face.
It's just a mask.
Okay, well, Gemma, let me ask you, because now you grew up a Tigers fan.
Yes,
so
I did.
Again, you're going to be sort of similar, I think, to the Philly thing
right
here, but, you know, are you more interested in, like, a sweet logo, like a super sweet logo, or just riding hard for the city?
I obviously love the Old English D. I also think that a lot of people love the Old English D. It's been featured on hip-hop covers, you know, people like it. Mm-hmm. It's just a very solid, clean logo. I also, when I see other people wearing the Old English D, I immediately am friendlier to them. It's just a thing. I like it. I like the Old English D. However, I also really like the doofy tiger that we used to have.
Yeah, so,
like,
yes.
The kind of cross-eyed tiger that Detroit used to have as a logo. I have a track jacket with not... it's never really gotten less doofy, but there used to be one that looked like a child drew it with their opposite hand, and I loved it. I love it. I mean, obviously I wasn't alive when that was our logo, but I like it. I like the tigers that have come before it. I think there's just something really pleasing too about being able to have something that's a little bit more visually complex sometimes. It's hard for me to... I'm glad the doofy tiger is not on a uniform. I like the Old English D on the uniform. That is how it should be. But the doofy tiger can and should be on hats and t-shirts and, like, jackets and silk bathrobes and slippers and made into pillow pads and curtains and carpets.
But primarily you would like the D you want to represent for Detroit.
Yeah. I rep Detroit pretty hard most days.
That is true.
And so I like that.
Okay.
Because it means it's for a city that people have a lot of things to say about it, and I think positively supporting it in a lot of ways is good. And having the D is for the city and the team. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can get behind that.
That's true. I'm obviously a Grove Red Sox fan, so you know, I have similar opinions about things. But I will say that, just to play devil's advocate here, one of my favorite uniforms, I think I've gone on record saying this, is the Cubs. And while there's sort of echoes of C in their in their, like, the logo that they tend to have on their uniform, it's less of just a, you know, in your face C. It's not really like Chicago necessarily. It can be. It could also be in Cubs. Lots of helpful there.
There you go.
But, like, that's why I feel like if your logo is super sweet, like, it's okay to have that. Like,
oh,
I think
definitely
of, like, the Rockies logo on their uniform.
Like,
that
like
logo
that
is super sweet.
Yeah, it's also really visually compelling.
Yeah.
It has,
And, like, the Cardinals, famously, like, their logo is iconic with
the birds on the bat. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, I think on hats, obviously, it makes sense because you have less real estate for the letter for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you're probably more inclined to, like, wear a hat around town to be like, yep, this is where we live.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I definitely get the draw there. But, there's something to be said for wearing the logo, it's cool.
For, like, the Red Sox, because I've seen hats with just a pair of red socks.
Yeah.
What if that, how could that be incorporated into a uniform, and would you want it to be?
Well, they do sometimes wear those hats. And I think they're also the batting practice hats. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they also do that thing where they carve the socks into the field.
Yeah, I like
which
that.
Which is a nice touch.
I like that.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's an okay logo. Like, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want it to be the primary logo of the team, though.
Right.
Especially, that's the other thing, too, is with so many of these teams, like, their history and the history of the city is so intertwined.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
For Boston, that's true. Certainly for the Yankees, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
For, so many of these teams, they go back so long, and these logos are so enduring that it's hard to lose that or minimize that in some way. Now, I will say,
it's tough to differentiate between the two.
Yeah, it is. Now, I will say, Pierre-Luc, who this question comes from Montreal, obviously, presumably at some point was interested in the Expos or was aware of the Expos, continues to be aware of the Expos. And that's an example where that logo is sweet. And it also represents the city. So, like, he gets the best of both worlds.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, Toronto is also a team that actually, when you think of Toronto, you don't think of a T or anything like
that's
that.
True.
You think just the Blue Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the White Sox have that alternate logo with the, like, guy holding the bat. So, you know, they exist. And they are around still. I think most teams just rock the letter.
Yeah, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can really only think of the Blue Jays that primarily, and maybe Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore.
Yeah.
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 That's true, because they have the bird.
Uh-huh.
That's a really great, but see, that's a great example in favor of a logo, right?
Yes, because the bird is great. The Oriole bird is amazing.
Oriole bird is amazing. The hat is amazing.
Yes.
Oriole bird, the mascot, is amazing. His hat that he wears
is also amazing.
It has a picture of him on it.
So, like, inside the hat.
Yeah, it's very meta there. But so that's certainly...
That's a pretty strong argument for logos, actually.
Yeah, I know. Well, now that we're thinking about it. Okay, well, now that we've touched on the Orioles, maybe... Yeah, no, I...
Well, but see, that's why I said it's a case-to-case basis, though, because I would not change the O's hat.
Mm-hmm.
I would wear a hat with the Derpy Tiger on it.
That's true.
I would do that.
Yeah. But, like, would you want them to run out every single day wearing it?
No. Batting practice hats, fine.
Right.
Spring training hats, maybe? Fine. Every day, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a happy medium, too. Like, I think teams that wear the letter hat, I think it's good that they have, like, a logo uniform and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I think that more variety is good.
Yes. Well, as we discussed in our uniform podcast, we would all like to see more uniform variety, more colors, more shapes, more animal logos.
So true. And, like, there is something to be said for seeing, like, your city's name out there on the field. Like, you feel connected to that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Pierre-Luc, for that question. And if you have any other questions or topics that you'd like to hear us discuss on the Cut Forecast, please, by all means, tweet them at us at Cut4 with the hashtag CutForecast. Also, share with us your opinions on this, whether you think that logos that are super sweet are the way to go, or whether you think that repping for the city is the way to go. Please tweet us at Cut4 with the hashtag CutForecast. But let us now move in to our epic hypothetical tournament here. Now, it's yesterday. We're taping this on Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
We're taping this on Wednesday. I don't know the days of the week.
I
That's
don't either.
Fine.
It doesn't blend matter. Together.
Yeah. So yesterday was Tuesday, and the Rays were playing, and they were visited by members of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as well as members of the Stanley Cup finalists, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it's cool that, like, when teams from the same city unite and get together and sort of hang out, it sort of feels like being in high school and all the jocks hanging out. It's like funny. It's a funny picture to image to picture. And we were thinking that, like, what if you were to take all the cities and take all the teams and dissolve the bounds between teams and instead have one team per city? So, like, just taking Tampa Bay for an example, if all of those players were just repping for the same team, and then if we took those teams and made them compete in a field day style tournament, you know, things like tug of war, scavenger hunts, capture the flag, stuff like that, which city would prevail? Which city would be on top? They don't have to play any organized sport together. They simply have to be a team that is well balanced in many many different areas. Did I explain that well?
That was good.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, cool. So let's go around the table and let's talk a little bit about which cities we think would have the best chance of victory. Gemma, we'll start with you.
I narrowed my cities down to three.
Okay.
From my initial, you know, every city.
Yeah. Candidate. And I should say the idea here is that a well-rounded group of athletes from each
town. Right. Well, I feel like, obviously, as we discussed, I do love the city of Detroit.
Obviously.
So they're on my top three list.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not a crazy thing.
I think
Detroit is a pretty solid contender, you know, with strength, speed, and power. We've got four major sports franchises that can feed into this giant team. There's a good deal of leadership and a good deal of support from the city because a lot of these teams are really popular, like the Red Wings,
mm-hmm.
perennially. Mm-hmm. Very, very popular, and perennial playoff contenders as well, which tells you, I'm not sure of how, like, coaches come with whatever, not that the Red Wings have the same coach, but that obviously something is being done right there in team organization.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of someone knowing, like, leadership, I feel like that's kind of covered. Other contenders include Toronto, just because I feel like they have an extra, they have a soccer franchise, so.
That's true.
That I wanted to feed into, like, people who can just, like, run all day. Like,
an American hero, Michael Bradley.
And you know, Josie.
Josie Altidore.
So it's like, if you're playing Capture the Flag or Tag,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want someone who can just run constantly for like, hours.
That's a really good point. That's actually a really good point.
I really think maybe the strongest contender, and this is really just a numbers thing primarily, is the city of New York. Because they have just such a deep bench. You know?
Fair.
Because there's two baseball teams, there's two basketball teams, there's two football teams.
Counterpoint to that, mm-hmm. and I should say we live in the great city of New York, so this uh-huh. may be dangerous for me to say. I may not be able to go home after saying this. But if you remove the Yankees and the Mets from that equation, there's not a lot of talent, maybe, on the remaining portion.
That's true.
Considering
really
the Knicks season and the Nets season.
Is even, but they're not playing basketball and they're not playing football. Also, we have NYCFC now.
That's true.
So, again, we've got the running game. We've got, and I also feel like these are still athletes that are at the top percent of people who can, like, compete.
But they're competing against other athletes.
Sure.
It's not like they're competing against me.
But it's also, I really feel like if this turns into an endurance thing, it's just sheer number of people on the New York City bench, you know? Like, even if, like, if an entire other city, like, if Jacksonville is competing in this tournament, like, they're going to be out in injuries kind of fast, and New York is, like, just pulling dudes off the bench.
That's a good point. Yeah. Depth is certainly a consideration.
Depth, I mean, I really, those are my top three, and that was my main reason for choosing New York. Obviously, I would back Detroit in this final
contest.
Well,
yeah, obviously. But, I had them on my list, Detroit,
yes.
because I also feel like individually there's a lot of, like, star power there.
Yes.
Between mm-hmm. Miggy.
And Megatron.
Andre Drummond would be just an excellent choice for tug of war, I feel like.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you do have a lot of options there.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I definitely understand Detroit.
And I feel
New
like...
New York, I'm a little more wary about.
I mean, I feel like also a really strong Detroit could just totally wipe out half of New York in dodgeball.
Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah. Detroit versus everybody. I wish I was wearing that t-shirt that I do own
of
right
course,
now.
Of course you own that t-shirt. All right, Mike. Now, I have just a gut instinct of what you're going to say here, but nevertheless, let's throw it to you in the our head of our Philadelphia bureau, Mike.
See, when you posed the question to me, the first thing that popped into my brain is Cleveland.
Oh.
And it's, quite frankly, LeBron James is the best athlete on the planet.
No,
I think.
We agree with you on that. I think,
and I think that he's got the size and stature to. Affect games, affect basically any physical competition, regardless of the parameters of it. And when you add that in with two sports star Johnny Manziel, who's drafted by the Padres and the Cleveland Browns, and this is the kicker, 12 sports star Jason Kipnis, who is just hitting his face off in 2015 for the Indians. But in high school, he was touted as a 12-sport athlete, which was a big thing with the Indians earlier this year. They're making fun of him, trying to come up with what 12 sports he was playing. I just think that like the well-roundedness of those guys lends itself to, you know, succeeding in that field day as opposed to, you know, guys who are really good at their sport and can combine to, you know.
Well, that's just
one of those things where I feel like the their abilities across the board are better than, you know, the fact that they haven't won, you know, a basketball player who's good, a football player who's good doesn't necessarily translate. But when you take guys who are that athletic across the board,
I feel like you still kind of get stuck in the same trap, is that, you know, you still have the rest of the Cavaliers.
Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah, you have LeBron and you have, you know, Kluber and you have guys like that. But, like, you also have to have the Browns.
Like, all of
the
other Browns.
And you also have to have, like, Matthew Dellavedova.
Right, but you also have to consider how many people are playing Capture the Flag?
How many people
are on your title working? Is it everybody?
Well, I feel like probably, I mean, we want to, this could be like a massive Capture the Flag. So let's go with like 25 on a team for Capture the Flag.
I mean, it would definitely be more than just, now, granted, I will say, point to your favor. We saw what LeBron James can do when he is the only person on a team.
So it's actually pretty fair to assume Cleveland would still make it to the finals of this field day competition.
I'm telling you, LeBron, Johnny Football, and Jason Kipnis.
I'll give you Kipnis.
That's all you need.
Maybe I'm not going to give you Johnny Football. But I half buy into this argument.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, it would be a good underdog story. But
look,
they would eventually lose.
I would just like to say I love Cleveland. This is not like an anti-Cleveland thing. It's more of, I think the Browns are maybe not the most talented team in the world. And so I think that it's the same issue I have with picking New York.
Is that we also, there's a lot of like a shaft.
If we're talking like average talent, I feel like that drags the average down.
I get that. I get that.
And again, I'm not hating. I'm simply just sharing my opinion with you. Love the city.
Hey, I'm not offended. You're welcome to be wrong.
You're deep. Because of your deep love for Cleveland. So.
See, I thought you were going to go Philly because I assumed that tactical mastermind Chip Kelly would be involved, which I feel like would aid your.
If you're taking the, you know, the coaches into consideration, you know, between the Sam Hinkie project and the Chip Kelly Kool-Aid that everybody's drinking, there's, you know, when they're outside the box thinkers.
That was my thought. But so I'll go, and I will say the obvious choice here to me is Los Angeles, because I think it combines the population argument of New York with the maybe talent argument, and that there are a lot of incredible people who call Los Angeles home, their sporting home. You have Mike Trout, obviously. You have Pujols. You have Kershaw. You have Puig. You have Kobe Bryant. Who's not going to let this team lose under any circumstance.
Right.
Chris Paul, who's just as competitive. Blake Griffin.
I mean, Kobe Bryant's going to be hurt. He's not going to be able to participate.
But he's going to yell at everybody while they try to do their job, which
is
going
to help. If you could just get the motivational factor of everyone on the LA team being forced to, like, go watch Fellini movies at Kobe Bryant's house for, like, the night before.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I feel like he brings to the table.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's plenty of ability there, and I think it combines with the depth argument that Gemma was making. I think there's just a lot on the table there, but that's obvious. So I'm not even gonna pick them. Like, too obvious, right? I instead, and our senior Bryce Harper correspondent, I believe, should have made this pick himself, which is the District of Columbia, our nation's capital. Because again, first of all, you have Obama there, so he counts. He helps. Now, in addition, so there's leadership. Now, on top of that. You have John Wall, who's one of the best athletes in the NBA. You have Bryce Harper, another one of the best athletes around, and just as we said earlier, MVP for the next 8 to 10 years consecutively. Max Scherzer, who I would also like to put a shout. We interviewed him. You can read that interview on MLB.com/cut4. And mere days after we interviewed him, he nearly pitched a perfect game. Coincidence?
We think not.
We think not. So, at baseball players who are listening right now, if you also wish to pitch a perfect game, please give MLB.com/cut4 a call, and we will help you with that. But in addition to Scherzer, you have Alex Ovechkin in the NFL, NHL. He'd be a good football player, too.
I guess.
There's a lot of talent in the district, and that's why I feel like this is maybe a sneaky good choice.
I can actually get on board with the DC pick. I mean, you didn't even mention DeSean Jackson, who's absolutely so, like, blazing quick.
It's true.
No. And RG3. DC's probably a good pick.
I mean, now as a Red Bulls fan,
how do you feel about including DC United? With LA, you're there's no NFL athletes, so
that's true. And I will say, you know, DC United is tough for me to pick, but you know, Bill Hamid
wonderful, wonderful athlete.
Now,
and
okay.
I feel like he would be good to get involved, get him some similar to international experience, interstate experience, yeah. Which might help our men's soccer team.
I've got
team.
A follow-up question for you. If Obama is involved, is the rest of, like, the congressional,
baseball
the government,
team.
Do the congressional baseball teams also,
I suppose,
are they a part of this?
I suppose.
Is any politician who's ever done a press event at a sporting event included?
Well, yeah, maybe. Which this may not be an
this
argument lowers, in favor
this
of
kind
of
lowers.
Team.
This is the
yeah.
average lowering moment.
That's
yeah.
true too. But depth. I mean,
yeah,
there are 538 members of Congress, and there, you know, I mean, there's a lot of depth there.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly an argument in favor of that. And if you include the entire, say, executive branch.
I would also like to watch them all play dodgeball against LA athletes.
Also,
that would amuse me deeply.
Competing against the IRS, everyone would immediately forfeit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these are benefits for a District of Columbia team. That's my feeling. And I think you guys maybe didn't put all of that into consideration in choosing.
Yeah,
I was too excited. I still think that Cleveland competes. But no, I can get on board with Team DC.
Good.
Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah, you rep really hard for Detroit.
I do. I love the city of Detroit.
It's true. You're like our own little Jalen Rose, basically. That's
what I've always wanted to be.
Whoa,
so thanks.
That's not nice. That, first of all, Jalen Rose did not call that timeout. That's not nice of you to bring that up, Michael. Okay, well, let's move in here to our final segment, which is not a segment, but is a game, and that is summing up our podcast into 140 characters, one tweet that takes everything that we have talked about in this podcast and summarizes it in one just morsel of information that is easily digestible on the Twitter machine. Now, Michael, because you won our spelling bee from the Cut Forecast pop quiz, Gemma, you're going to have to go first.
I thought this was going to be a twist.
That was the prize.
You also win to go first.
No, the prize is that you get to go second. So, Gemma.
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Gemma, why don't you sum up our podcast into 140 characters?
Okay. What did we talk about? We talked about... All right. Okay, well, this is easy for me, I think. Who wins North American Sports Field Day? # Detroit versus everybody. # Old English D.
Oh, very good. All right. You want just full Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Completely 100% Detroit.
That's how I've been.
Straight ticket.
Talking up this whole podcast.
All right, Mike. It's your turn to tweet. What have you got?
So mine's going to be Samardzija spelled out with hyphens, so S-A-.
Rude.
All the way out to Samardzija.
Okay.
# Cleveland rocks at MLB Field Day.
Ooh.
That way people learn how to spell Samardzija. And
so
they
rude.
Are made aware of the fact that the Cleveland LeBron Jameses would win the
I like that
hypothetical
that would be
field day that we've been talking about.
Would they wear LBJ on their hat, or would they wear
a picture of LeBron's face?
Yeah, or like a picture of LeBron's face.
It would just be a picture of LeBron's receding hairline. So it'll be.
And then
would it
fade into the city skyline?
Every event, his hairline will creep further back in the logo.
it's like keeping time in the game is the hairline.
Yes.
You should also, I know that you mentioned that you wanted to teach people how to spell Samardzija in your tweet. You should make sure to include @GemmaKoneko in that tweet.
I will not retweet
yeah, that's
it.
Right. I wasn't trying to call her out. I just
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, okay. No. People, just people
yeah.
should learn how to spell in huh, Mike.
All right, so my tweet is going to be parentheses. Baseball hat with DC logo, close parentheses. The district will win # MLB Field Day.
This sounds like something an insane robot tweeted in the night. The district, also, now I'm assuming some Hunger Games business.
That's what they call
DC. I know, but because of the complete lack of context in this tweet, I'm just going to assume.
Excuse me, I included an image of a baseball.
You, well, no, you
a description of an image
of a baseball hat with a DC logo.
It sounds really ominous and frightening.
Well, I mean, Crazy Robot, I think, is a compliment. I will choose to take that as a compliment, as it was intended. Now, if you want more content like this, I don't know why you would, but if you do, go to MLB.com/cut4, and you can read more stuff from us, written by us, and you will presumably enjoy that. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Cut4. If you want to tweet us your thoughts on any of these questions, on which city would win in a massive field day type competition, or what style of logo you prefer, please tweet your thoughts at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, at which point we will magically be delivered into your listening device every single week from wherever we are and wherever you are. We will meet up together in your phone, and it will be just a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And if you enjoy the podcast, please go on to iTunes and rate and review us. You don't have to give us 5 stars. All we're asking for, maybe 3, maybe 4. If you're feeling generous, you can give us 5. That's up to you. And write a review, and we will likely read it on the podcast. Now, I promised that we would do that last week, and sure enough, we got a review this week. This one comes to us from a user named MLBFan9, fan spelled P-H-A-N, so presumably they're from your neck of the woods, Bertha. And here's the review. This is very, you know, short, sweet, to the point, so fun to listen to, comma, subscribing now. So there we go.
Thanks, MLB Fan 9.
Listen to MLB Fan 9 and subscribe to the podcast.
Also, I'd like to point out that was a positive review from somebody who is ostensibly in Philadelphia.
Bertha,
I know.
Wait, are you saying...
so much more than a positive review from someone in another city.
Are you saying that you are MLB Fan 9?
Shh. No, you're not. You're definitely not, right, Mike?
I'm sorry?
We were discussing whether or not you were MLB Fan 9, but clearly you're not,
no.
Right?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we all know that username is iHeart.
I would never jeopardize the integrity of the endeavor that we're embarking on.
Your name is iHeart Chase Utley. We all know that.
iHeart Chase Utley. Yeah. That's really the tweet that we should all be tweeting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, feel free to tweet us at Cut4, hashtag Cut4Cast. Subscribe, rate, review. Thank you so much for listening this week, and we will talk to you next week.